Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Juridistic. Hello? We're thanking for Apostle D.D. Taylor, D.D. Taylor Sr., our juridistic prelate. We're thanking God for all our PNN advisors for their place and their position in this network. We're thanking God for our prayer warriors, our scripture readers, our songbirds, each and every one of you that make up this big body, this big family, whether it's by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, our podcast, our pre-op prayer group 57. We thanking God for you, and you, and you that dialed in. We welcome you here again. We're now connected to 59 countries. We are the church without walls under this open heaven. Our goal here at the Prayer News Network is to deliver the word of God at any means and at any cost. Oh, my God. That's what we're really here for. We're here to deliver through the word of God. We're here to get that word out that will bring deliverance, to save a life at any cost. Hallelujah. It's all about you, and you. We here at the PNN Network are so grateful for you. We're so grateful that you came back to join us. We're here for deliverance, peace, strength, to lift up the name of Jesus, to correct us in our walk with him. If this is your first time here at PNN, we want to let you know that our broadcast is recorded. And at the end of the service, we'll give you numbers to get you so that you can get a copy. It's free. It's no charge. It's no charge at all. And if by chance that you're just tapping into us and you're just coming in, I want to say welcome again. We welcome you here to the Prayer News Network. We thank you for coming back to visit with us again. And if this is the first time visitors, we send out a special welcome to you. We thank you for coming however, through Facebook, whether you dialed in, through our podcast, however you tap into the PNN Network. Stay right there. Don't touch that dial. Pray with us. Put your plates out. We have something big in store for you because God is always surprising us. How about that? He is a surprising God. He is one that will give you those nuggets, those little things that you weren't even looking for. Just look for it tonight. I guarantee you, hang on in there. He has something for us. And right now we're asking Missionary Dorothy Fan to come on and bless the line. Hello? Missionary Fan? Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I couldn't get over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. The song says, oh, Lord, how excellent.
Oh,
How excellent, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus, you excellent. Oh, yeah, you excellent is your name.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth, in all the in all the earth, Jesus, you're excellent. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're so excellent. Your name is excellent in all the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, Lord. Glory
thank
to your
you,
holy
Jesus.
Name.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord,
of
we
Jesus.
Come tonight, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Give your name the praise, Lord God. Give your name the glory, Lord God. Lord, we realize and know that you are so excellent. You are so excellent, Lord God, in all the earth, Lord God. You are excellent, mm-hmm. And we come tonight to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy. You are so worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God. And without you, we don't know what we would do. Without you, we are nothing, Lord God. Without you, we can do nothing. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, asking you in the name of Jesus to look upon us, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, to come out tonight, Lord God, just to lift up your name. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for every sin, Lord God, everything that we said and done, all our iniquities, Lord God, transgression, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for all the things that we said and done that wasn't even pleasing your sight, Lord God. Things that we have done that we didn't even know we done, Lord God. Thoughts that we have thought, Lord God, that wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God. Repenting, Lord God, for each and everything, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to help us to be so careful, Lord God. Help us to be so careful, Lord God, not to get out your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to move by your spirit and move by your power on each and every one, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, we know that you see and you know everything, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you this night, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, heal, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, save, Lord God, set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, someone that's, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God, and don't think nobody care, Lord God. We're asking you this day to move by your spirit, move by your mighty power tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your people, Lord God, tonight. Strengthen right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where we're weak, Lord God. Build us up, Lord God, where we may be torn down, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look up Minister Bradley right now, Lord God. name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to touch her, Lord God, by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. Strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry this night, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, Lord God, that you may direct our path, Lord God, that you will direct our path, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move mightily, Lord God, tonight, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Everything, Lord God, every hindering spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, anything, Lord God, that the enemy
is
trying to throw out there, Lord God, we bind it right now, in the
name
of Jesus,
Lord.
You said whatever we bind on earth, you're binding in heaven, Lord God, so we bind every attack of the enemy, Lord God, to come against the lion tonight, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God, we magnify you, we glorify you, we lift you up right now, Lord God. Because truly, Lord God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy, Lord God. And again, Lord God, there is none like you, Lord God. None like you, Lord God. In all the earth, Lord God, there is none like you, Lord God. And for that, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
Because you are worthy of every bit of it, Lord God. And we just said thank you. Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You.
Thank you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Missionary fam, we thank you for that prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Betty Holland, would you come with our scripture, please? Scripture reading, please.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the co-host for tonight, Evangelist Gail Bell, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Bible, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th through the 21st verse, a reconciling ministry. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I read to you the 7th verse, the 5th chapter, the 17th through the 21st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Betty, for that scripture reading. While everybody's still coming in, I still want to say again, I want to reiterate, we thank everybody tonight for coming back to join us here at the PNN Network. We're so grateful for you. If it was not for you, you and you, there would not be a PNN Network. So we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in, and into whether you dialed in, whether you through Facebook, however. At this time, just take a break. Send out some text messages. Invite someone to come. Say, PNN is active tonight. The number for them to call is 339-209-6891. Again, that number is 339-209-6891. Send a text, call, send up smoke signals, whatever you have to do to get the message across. our goal is to bring, when we come to the line every night, we're supposed to invite five people. That's what the apostle told us. We're supposed to invite them, whether they come or not, invite them anyway. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So we got to, as a reminder, I'm going to put that post-it note up in your mind mentally. Invite them, even if you talk to people on the line, just send them, say, come visit with me tonight on the PNN. The number is 339-209-6891. Join me tonight, every night at 9 o'clock. That's our goal. So just like we're in prayer and we're consistent in prayer, we got to be consistent in compelling people to come, telling them to come visit, telling them to be with you on the PNN network. Let them know what you're hanging out. Let them know what you're doing on a night-to-night basis. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for them. Our mama used to tell us a long time, say, if they like it, I love it. So if you like it, they ought to love it. Amen, amen. Well, tonight is going to be testimony service. Who has that hot testimony that they can't wait to get out? Star 6, come over. Tell us what God has done for you. Amen. Are you sitting on it? Come on now. Testify of the goodness of God. Well, praise the Lord. I started off since everybody's being shy. Well, I have been going in and out of the door, and I had this feeling. I'm like, snakes. Think about snakes. I promise you. Thinking about snakes. Monday, all day, snakes. I was just thinking about snakes. And truly, the scripture is true when God says that he, hallelujah, that he protects you from danger seen and unseen. So I was in the bedroom and paying bills, and my husband came in here and he ran and got the gun. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, what's he getting up? Is a snake? And I'm like, yeah. We went outside. I mean, I went outside, y'all. The snake was so huge. I don't know. I know he had to be almost as long as I am, because that's the way it looked like to me. He was just that. He was big. He wasn't 6 feet long, but he was big. But a timber rattler was crawling through our yard. And I'm telling y'all, I had this feeling of snakes that Monday so vividly, so strong. And when my husband shot him in the head and I counted the rattlers, he was 10 and a half years old. He was a big snake. So I just want to let you all know that God does protect you from dangers seen and unseen. I don't know whether he had been around the house, but I had that gut feeling. I did. And for it to come a few years and for me to actually see it 2 days later, that was amazing to me. That was amazing. I asked him, I said, what made you go outside? He said, well, I'm trying to walk the dog in the morning, and I'm trying to walk him in the evening. So him and the dog was just walking around the house, and there the snake was. And when he came outside, he said, I don't see him. I said, there he is. So I'm just, you know, that's just that little tidbit. Just that little tidbit right there. I just want you all to know, for that scripture, that fruition, that God does protect you from dangers seen and unseen. Amen. Star 6, come on over.
Minister Hawks? Minister Hawks?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm here, trying to get over.
Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Are you almost home?
I'm still en route, but I'm still hearing it. I can say truly God is a good God. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to encourage the Prayer News Network family. Amen. Come on. Let's join in tonight. Amen. Let's help the woman of God to exalt the Lord. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Surely you didn't come to this line to be a couch potato or amen. But surely, amen, you got something that you could tell the goodness of the Lord. Because God has been mighty, mighty good to us all. Amen. Without God, we could do nothing. Amen. But with God, we could do all things. Every opportunity that we get to glorify God, we ought to give God the glory. Amen. We want God to do so much for us. Amen. But yet we give God little praise. Amen. Yet we give God little thanks. When he does things for us, we got to make known his deeds among the people. We need to let somebody know tonight how good God's been. If God healed your body, why not, amen, testify that? If God saved your soul, amen, that's a great testimony by itself. If God made you whole, if he healed you from all manner of sickness, amen, who wouldn't give God the praise? Amen. God could have left us in a state that we was in. God could have left us in our sins. God could have left us sick. God could have left us bound and burdened. But he didn't do that. He loved us so much that he, amen, he saved us. He delivered us. He called us out of sin. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we shall shoot forth the praises of him, amen, who have called us and brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. We serve a mighty good God tonight. Amen. If you got a song in your heart tonight, we want you to come on and sing. Amen. Sing your song tonight. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. If you're liberate, if you're free tonight to praise God, if you're free tonight knowing that your sins have been washed away, Saul says, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus was, oh, when he was, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Oh, it was a happy day, when Jesus was, Jesus was. Oh, when he was, when Jesus was. Oh, when he was, when Jesus was. He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. He taught me how to watch and pray. Oh, yeah, watch and pray. He taught me how to watch and pray. Oh, oh, happy day, 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 oh, happy day. It was a happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus was, oh, the day he was, when Jesus was. Oh, when Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Hallelujah. Was it a happy day for you? Amen. The question is, did Jesus wash your sins away? Amen. I guess I need to be asking that question. Did Jesus wash your sins away? Amen. Because when Jesus washed your sins away, truly that's a happy day. Amen. And when you're happy, somebody said if you're happy and you know it, you ought to say amen. Now, amen. If you're happy and you know it, knowing that the man Jesus washed your sins away, amen, you ought to be running and tell somebody. Somebody said, I got to tell somebody. I just couldn't keep it to myself. God has been so good to me. Amen. When the Lord set me free, I got to tell somebody. When the Lord delivered my soul, I had to run and tell somebody. When he cleansed and made me whole, I had to run and tell somebody. Amen. You tonight, we encourage you. Amen. If the Lord has done anything for you, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to shout hallelujah. You ought to be a witness for the Lord tonight. Is anybody a witness tonight? Who'll be a witness for the Lord? Is there any witness in the building tonight? Is anybody got a place in your spirit? Anybody got a song that the angels can't sing? I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. And when your sins are forgiven, that's enough to be happy for. When your sins are forgiven, amen, that's enough to praise God for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. God has been so good to us. Amen. We come to glorify the Lord tonight. Amen. We come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's put our minds on Jesus. And come on, let's have church tonight. Amen. Let us give God the praise. Amen. That he is so due. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God. Glory be to God.
Lord, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel a little warm in my spirit right about now. Feel a little toasted. Feel a little right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God is in the building, when God is in the building, that was Psalm 8 saying,
yes.
Sin sick shall be healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift your name up, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah, for looking on
hallelujah.
The just like us, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you found it not robbery. Hallelujah, to touch these little bodies of ours, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, we lift
yes.
the name of God for who you are, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, that you'll come see about us. Oh, God, we thank you for your visitation, your holy visitation. Most of all, God, we thank you for saving us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, if they won't praise you, hallelujah, for their salvation, I'll praise you for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because I thought
yes,
it was
Lord.
A good thing. Hallelujah, a good thing. Hallelujah, a great thing. It was a mighty thing when God, hallelujah,
yes.
glory is to the
yes, Lord.
Oh, God, when he came to see about me. Hallelujah, when he
yes,
loved
Lord.
Me for me. Hallelujah, when hallelujah, when I didn't even know me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, when I didn't
yes.
even know who I was. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I lift your
thank
name
you, Lord.
Up, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
It was a good thing. I don't know about you all tonight, but it was a good thing when he saved me. It was a good thing when he took
yes.
his own body. Hallelujah. And filled me with the evidence of God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
glory
Lord.
To your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
You
hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes,
I can't
Lord.
Hear you, buddy. But honey, I just hear you tonight. Touch him. Touch him. Reach out and touch
yes,
him.
Lord.
As he comes by. Hallelujah. He's hollering and says movement. Right this moment. Hallelujah. Reach
yes,
out and
Lord.
Touch him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's moving this moment.
moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, God. I honor
you. Hallelujah.
The King that you are. Hallelujah. King of righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You. Man did not rob me, oh, God. To call me a child, God. Hallelujah. How you added me to the vine. Hallelujah. Cut and put
oh,
me
yeah.
in there. I didn't come to that rest.
Thank you, Lord.
But you added me to the vine. And God, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Father. Glory
hallelujah,
to your
Jesus.
Name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
Ooh,
you,
glory
Lord.
Glory to your name, Father. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you tonight. I don't know about you. I don't know about where you are
yes,
and where you are in him. But I know tonight somebody has a testimony. And but when you want, when
yes,
you
Lord.
Need him, you'll call on him. Hallelujah, but Lord, give him the praise, give him the honor, give God
yes,
what's due to him tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come over, talk about it, tell God how about it, tell him about his
trip,
tell us about his trip.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How he protect you, how he protect your children. How he healed you, how he delivered you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is a long time God. I know it. Yes, he is.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints say he's a lily
hallelujah.
In the valley. He is a lily in the valley. When you down so low, oh boy, sunshine, he'll come. He'll come. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
because
you.
He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because
yeah.
He lives, all fears are gone. And now I know who holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives. I can face tomorrow because Jesus lives. All my fears are gone. Now I know who holds my future. And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God gave his son. They call him Jesus. He came to say. Heal and forgive. He bled and died to earn my pardon. name in the grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because here it is, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, no fear's a gone. And now I know who has my future.
Oh,
and I is worth the living just because Jesus lives, and life is worth the living just because he lives, and life is worth the living just because he
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Back into your hands, woman of God, because Jesus lives.
Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Star 6,
yeah.
Come on over. Come on over. Somebody got a testimony. Hello, Star 6, come over. Somebody tell.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Mary. I'd just like to thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank him for allowing me to, and my family to see another day. Thank him for allowing me to be back on the prayer line. And I thank him for his healing power because he healed me from COVID. And I've been going through some sickness in my body, and I have had cancer dead, and they came up negative. And I'm had some more did, and I'm holding on to the faith that they gonna come out negative as well. And I'd just like to share a little reading with you all. Name was called Faith Conversations at Home. Coming from Mark the 11th chapter through the 20th verse. There's no place like home, there's no place like home. Those unforgettable lines spoken by a daughter in the Wizard of Oz reveal a storytelling device found in an overwhelming number of our most enduring stories, from the likes of Star Wars to The Lion King. It's known as the hero's journey. In brief, an ordinary person is living an ordinary life when an extraordinary adventure is presented. The character leaves home and travels to a different world, where tests and trials await, as well as mentors and villains. If she or he passes the test and proves heroic, then the final stage of returning home with story to tell and wisdom gained. The last piece is crucial. The story of the demon-possessed man closely parallels the hero's journey. It's interesting that in the last scene, the man begged Jesus to let him go with him, Mark 5:18. Yet Jesus told him, go home to your own people, verse 19. It was important in this man's journey to return home to the people who knew him best and to tell them his amazing story. God calls each of us in different ways into different scenarios. But for some of us, it can be crucial for our faith journey to go home and tell our story to those who know us best. For some of us, the call is there is no place like home. Who comes to mind that needs to hear what God has done for you? What does the first step in that journey look like? Insight. Today's story in Mark 5:11-20 is an example of how the gospel writer used storytelling. Kind of the demon-possessed man is full of surprises and unexpected twists, all of which not only move the reader forward, but help to underline the power and impact of Jesus' actions. Consider the reaction of the crowd to his miracle of driving a legion of devils from the man living in the tomb. It isn't the drowning of the thousand of pigs to which the people react. Their focus is on the once wild man not sitting clothed and in his right mind. Yet instead of being wild by his recovery, they are afraid of the man with the power to do what their chains couldn't. Instead of rejoicing with the one who was set free, they are afraid of the one with the power to heal him and can only ask for him to leave.
Praise the Lord.
Is that it? Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading. Ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much for that reading, Sister Benny. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know about you all tonight, but God keeps on blessing us over and over again. His grace is sufficient. His love is infinite. His joy is his joy cannot be measured. Sometimes when you're so tapped out, when you're so burdened down, and if you could just get to him, if you could just get to that secret place in him, if you could just cry out to him, the world will even look different. It looks different when you tap into him. When you go to him and say, lay your burdens there, take them to the Lord and leave them there. When you take them and you dump everything out on him, hallelujah, you feel 10 pounds lighter. Your eyes don't look the same after you get through crying out to him. You feel light as a feather. That's the type of God we serve. His stuff is unmeasurable. The joy that you get, the relief that he gives you, it is some addiction. Oh my God, oh my God, he could touch me and do one thing. He touched Sister Betty and do one thing. He touched our Minister Emmanuel and do another. In the same, so you, how you know a man like that? I mean, we could be all listening to the same message, the same song, but whatever deliverance I need, I'm getting it. And whatever deliverance that Minister Emmanuel is getting over there, so what he can get what he needs, and then Sister Betty can get what she needs. That's the type of God that we serve. He is an on-time God. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to be delivered of. Sometimes you're praying to him about something else, and then he delivers and gives you something you prayed for years ago, mm-hmm. weeks ago. You just forgot about it. You forgot about it. And then it uh-huh. happened, and you would say, Lord, oh, Jesus, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of God that you serve. You praising him for the right now moment, and he's going to give you a blessing that you done asked him for 20-some years ago. Hallelujah. You get a call saying, what? That's exactly what happened. What you said, I prayed for that 20-some years ago. My God, that's the type of God he's mysterious. Tap into the mystery of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just walk in him. That's the only thing I can tell you. Walk in him. He's that kind of God. Unconditional love. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why wouldn't we want to serve a God like that? Why wouldn't we want to change our ways? Change our ways. Come over. Come. Song said, come over on the Lord's side. Why wouldn't you want to come over on the Lord's side? He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise. The storm winds may blow. But I found a Savior. And he's sweet, I know. I've found a Savior. And he's sweet, I know. That's it.
He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He is one. I guarantee you, if you love on him, he won't cheat on you.
He won't cheat on you. You can't catch him in the act. Because when you need him, when you call on you, he's right there for you. Amen. That's the type of God that we serve. He's our on-time God. We might not think that he's on time. We might think that he's late. But then when the thing is laid out in front of us and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and everything is in front of us, if it worked out for your benefit just the way it should have worked. It was, you were dancing in your pants and you were thinking like, oh, Lord, what am I doing? What are you doing? You hadn't got here yet. They said at 12 o'clock. But then even when you got it at 3 o'clock, the same result. And then when you got it at 3 o'clock, not only what you asked for that should have been done at 12 o'clock, you got that and then some. That's the type of God we serve. We just got to line up. Things have to line up with his will for us in that situation in order for it to come to fruition. Hello, somebody. It got to line up with what God, that's why sometimes it takes so long, because it has to line up with the thing that he has ordained for us. It has, that's why it to us it seems long. To us it's taken a while. But he's teaching you how to manage some things. Maybe he's teaching you how to be focused, be consistent in some things, be a good shepherd over the little, and then he'll give you much. Whatever he's going to get what he needs to get out of it in order to bring you out of it. That's it. That's it. That's what type of God we serve. To us, he's, oh, well, I'm waiting on him. But, you know, God, and you're telling that too. God, it's 12 o'clock. They told me to have it up to about 12, but it's 12:01. You ain't came. But then when he comes at 3, it's bigger than the thing that you even asked him. On time. On time, God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. Star 6, come on over. Tell about the goodness of God. Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We praise God tonight, man. I'm just kidding. We give God the glory. We give God praise. Like you said, God, he's always on time. It don't take God all day and all night to do what he has to do. Amen. But the praises of God shall continuously be in our mouths. Amen. You got to have the praise of God down in you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Not just at certain times I want to bless the Lord. Not just when, amen, amen, I see God moving. Not when I see God working it out. But even like the evangelist said, even when you don't see your way, amen, I still will trust you. I choose to worship him tonight. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory for the great things that he has done. Evangelist, amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like God is glorified. Amen. Amen. We stay on the phone all night long, it wouldn't be enough. But one thing about it, we can't make people praise God. We can't make people give God the glory. But people, God, you got to want to give God the glory. Amen. This is your opportunity. Amen. The platform is open for you to come. Amen. Come and bless the Lord. Come and tell somebody, amen, the good things that happen in your life that the Lord has done. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody can, amen, be blessed through your testimony. Somebody can be delivered through the words that come out of your mouth if you open your mouth and give God glory. Amen. But if you sit on your testimony, if you hold back and, amen, amen, refuse to give God praise, amen, somebody's going to leave without their deliverance. But I tell you, I don't know about you tonight, but I got what I needed tonight, Evangelist.
Amen.
Amen. One touch from the Lord. One touch from the Lord made my calling in worthwhile. Amen. Now I could go on with the Lord. Amen. I could go further with the Lord because he's been just that good. Amen.
Yes.
So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We're not going to, amen, beg you. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time. Amen. If you don't want to testify tonight, if you don't want to give God the praise, we pray that something has been said. Amen. That you have been encouraged to know that you got to step out on God's word. You got to go anyhow. You got to go in the good time. You got to go in the bad time. You got to go when you don't feel like it. Amen. Press. Paul said, I press. I press towards the mark of the prize of the hardened. Amen. I press towards that mark. Amen. I have not attained yet. I have not gotten there yet. I have not arrived. But I believe if I keep on pressing, I will get there. Amen. How about you tonight? Amen. Same with you tonight. If you press on, amen, you'll rise. Amen. You can rise above your situation. You can rise above your circumstances. Amen. Knowing that the Lord is a very present help in time of trouble. Just like the evangelist said, he's there all the time. Amen. Never mind what the naked eye see. Never mind what your thoughts can only imagine. Amen. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Evangelist, we give God praise. Amen. We feel like God has been glorified. Amen. We gave everybody an opportunity. Amen. We gave you an opportunity to take part in this program tonight. Amen. And thank God for those that did. Amen. Take part. Amen. In this program. Amen. But we thank each and every one of you for calling in tonight. We thank you for tuning in, listening. Amen. And we pray and hope, amen, that, amen, even on tomorrow in your worship service, when you go, amen, and gather with the saints, wherever it may be in your place of worship, we pray, amen, that God will meet you there. We pray that God will, amen, will give you that one touch that you need. Amen. That God will quicken your mortal body. Amen. The scripture says the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwell in you. Amen. He shall also quicken your mortal body. Amen. Knowing that you, amen, you have fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Knowing that you have sweet, sweet communion. Amen. With God. Amen. I praise God that truly, amen, I'm happy. Amen. I never seen a man that was set free, not rejoicing. I never seen a man that was, amen, liberated from prison after so many years. Amen. He drug his feet. Amen. Not wanting to move. Amen. But when they said you can go, you're free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. Amen. He waited for deliverance. He was waiting for this day to come. Glory be to God. The same way with us spiritually. Amen. We were bound when we were shackled. Amen. But when Jesus came and delivered us, amen. Oh, what joy that filled my soul. Amen. Yes. The joy, like she began to say, joy unspeakable. Unspeakable joy. Amen. Yeah. A joy that I cannot explain. Something has happened I cannot explain. It must be Jesus. Praise his holy name. Amen. What is this? Amen. That I can feel deep inside. What is this, amen, that won't let me hold my peace? Whatever it is, amen, amen, it's the Holy Ghost. Amen, that's what the Lord will do. When the Holy Ghost get a hold of you, amen, be like fire. Shut up in your bones. Amen, you won't be able to sit down on fire. I never seen nobody could just sit on fire. Amen, but you got to move because our God is a consuming fire. Amen. So we praise God tonight for this broadcast. Amen. Vance Gale, amen. We pray God and glorify tonight. Amen. It don't take God all night to do what he needs to do. Amen. The moment, amen, we believe. The instant, the second that we tap in, amen, and take God at his word, the work is automatically done. Amen. Yeah. So we give God glory tonight. We give God praise, Vance Gale. We thank you for your faithfulness, your diligence. Amen. Towards the Lord. Amen. Know that you're not alone. Amen. Help is already here. Amen.
Yes.
We say help is on the way. Jesus is already here. Amen. Yes. Our help is already here. Amen. Yes. He ain't on his way. He ain't got to travel nowhere. He's already here.
Hallelujah.
Our help coming from the Lord. Yes. Amen. Which made heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
He made heaven and earth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So if he made heaven and earth, surely he can come to our rescue and deliver us. Amen.
Yes.
So we give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done. Amen. And we, amen, extend this last time opportunity. Is there anyone, before we cut this program off tonight, is there anyone out there, amen, that, amen, want to, amen, participate on this platform? Amen. You have a testimony that you want to tell. Amen. Maybe you got a song in your heart that you want to sing. Amen. This is the last call. Amen. Is there anyone tonight, amen, that want to participate? Amen. In this, amen. God bless you. Is there one?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thank praise the Lord for being here tonight. I thank praise the Lord for life, health, and strength. I thank praise the Lord for all he's doing in my life. I'm just going to say the Lord's Prayer, if y'all don't mind.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus, I come tonight asking for your strength, asking for your forgiveness, asking for your strength. I pray and ask you in the name of Jesus to move in my life. If there's anything there that's not like you, I pray that you would forgive me for it. I pray that you would move it in Jesus' name. I pray that you would forgive me for all the wrong things I've done. I pray that you would take care of my family. I pray that you, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless me in Jesus' name. I glorify your name. I ask each and anybody that I've done anything wrong to, I pray that you right now, in the name of Jesus, forgive me in the name of Jesus. I glorify your name. I praise you and I appreciate you, Lord. I glorify you. I pray that you the bless each and every one that's on this line tonight. I pray that you, Lord Jesus, the bless each and every one that's going out tomorrow to serve the Lord. I pray that you the bless each and every one that's going to reach out. I pray that you just move in their lives in the name of Jesus. I glorify you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I glorify you, Lord.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
And I pray for you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be
thank
the name
you,
of
Lord.
This Lord.
Thank
yes. you, Lord. I pray and I glorify
thank
you.
You
right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I glorify you, Lord. I glorify you. I praise
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Lord.
I appreciate you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. That knows the world of prayer to continue to pray that Sister Kathy continue to go higher in the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen for that testimony and the prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Asking God for forgiveness. Asking
yes,
God
Lord.
To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And people of God, this is the season of repentance. Amen. This is the time, amen, for you to get it right tonight. Amen. The sister Kathy prayed the prayer asking the Lord to forgive us of all of our sins and our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen. She began to acknowledge and said, if I wronged anybody, amen, she asked for forgiveness. Amen. And this is the season for us to repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. Don't lie down tonight with wrath in your heart. Don't go to sleep tonight with hatred and bitterness in your heart tonight. Amen. Before you lay down and go to sleep, get on your knees and ask God to search your heart.
Yes.
Ask God to cleanse you. Amen. Ask God, amen, to wash away your sins. Amen. Scripture comes to my mind, says, amen, if we forgive not, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. If we don't forgive, hallelujah, if we don't forgive, amen, those that done us wrong. If we don't forgive those that mistreated us and talked about
yeah.
it, if we can't find it in our heart to forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. You can sing, you can pray all night long, but if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. Your praying will be in vain. your singing will be in vain. And this is the season, meaning right now. This is the repentant time right now. Repent in your heart, people of God, everywhere. Amen. Ask the Lord to search your heart. Amen. You find anything in my heart that should not be. Anything that's not like you, Lord. I'm asking you right now, right this very moment, I'm asking you to take it out by the root. Take it out so it won't grow back. Take it out till I know that you have taken it out. Take it out so I can, till I love my enemies. Take it out till I do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Glory be to God. And if you repent from your heart and be godly sorrow, amen, and you turn from your wicked ways, amen, God will come in and God will forgive you. Amen. But if you hold on to bitterness tonight, amen, after hearing the voice of God tonight, God saying, let it go.
Let it go.
Let all malice be put away. Amen. Let all bitterness and clamor, evil speaking put away from you. Amen. Don't let it be named among us tonight. Amen. This is confirmation. Amen. I preached a message on last week and last Sunday. I was in revival up in New Jersey. I preached a message on last Sunday. Amen. Coming from 1 John, the second chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 12. Amen. I took my text from verse 12. Amen. The word of God began to say, little amen, for his name's sake. Amen. My topic was, little children, God said your sins are forgiven. Amen. Truly, when you repent in your heart, the moment you repent in your heart, God will forgive your sins. Amen. This is why we ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Amen. We have a God that will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will cleanse us from the works of the flesh. He will cleanse us from the works of, amen, unrighteousness. Amen. But we got to humble ourselves down. Amen. We got to ask God for forgiveness. Amen. And if you wronged anybody tonight, if you have wronged anybody tonight, if you have mistreated anybody tonight, if you spoke evil against somebody tonight, amen, the Bible says, go to your brother in the spirit of meekness and be reconciled back to your brother. Amen. Ask your brother for forgiveness. Just like the sister did tonight, she came to this line and she openly confessed and she asked for forgiveness. If she offended anybody, amen, she asked for forgiveness. This is the way of God tonight. This is the way that God would have it to be. Amen. And God requiring the same thing of you tonight. You got to come clean. You got to come clean in order for God to forgive you. Amen. God is just and faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we have to acknowledge our sin. David said in Psalm 51, I acknowledge my sin. My sin is ever before thee. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. But he goes on down to the 10th verse. He said, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. He goes on and says, amen, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We ought to pray this prayer tonight. Lord, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Amen. And God will reply and God will respond. Little children, your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Do you believe God tonight that God is just and faithful to forgive you, amen, of all your sins? Hallelujah. We praise God tonight for being so good, amen. We thank God for being over on the Lord's side. Come on over on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Repent tonight. Repent. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And after you repent, you can sing, you can shout, because God will have liberated you. And God will give you joy, unspeakable joy, down in your soul. Amen. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. Amen. Woman of God, you have any other words, anything else, woman of God? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us pray tonight. Heavenly Father God, the giver of every good and perfect gift, We humbly thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for being God and God alone. Beside you, there is no other. Father God, we thank you for your goodness tonight. We thank you for the praise of God that have gone up. We thank you for the testimonies that have went across the airways tonight. Father God, realize how good you are to us. Father God, we thank you for Evangelist Gail tonight and her faithfulness. Father God, we thank you for Sister Kathy and her testimony. Even acknowledging coming clean to you. Oh God, we pray tonight that you will look on your people, each and every one on this line tonight, even those that may not be on the line. Father God, we pray that you will give them a forgiving heart. Oh God, cause their heart to be forgiven. Oh God, break up that stony heart. Give them a heart of flesh. Give them a heart of compassion. Give them a heart of love, a heart of mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, just like you have mercy on us, cause us to have mercy on one another. Cause us to be forbearing one another. Cause us to have long suffering tonight. Give us the fruit of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you to touch us tonight. We need you to regulate our minds. Oh, God, we need you to God. Oh, God, to make us to stand and cause us to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose them that are bound tonight. Loose those, oh, God, that are carrying heavy burdens. Oh, God, we pray that you will set them free tonight by your spirit, by your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you can do it tonight. Oh, God, meet us right where we are tonight. Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. We pray you will stop by. We pray you will have your way, God. Have your way in our lives. Oh, God, deal with our hearts tonight. Oh, God, you be glorified. You be pleased tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, everything that was said on this line tonight, you intend for it to go across. Somebody needed to hear it tonight. Somebody got unforgiveness in their heart. And they need to know tonight, that they got to get it right. If they don't forgive, neither will you forgive them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we forgive tonight. We ask for forgiveness tonight. We come clean tonight, God. We want to be forgiven. We want you to forgive us of all our sins, trespass, even our iniquities. In the name of Jesus, our omission, our commission, forgive our sins tonight, all of my disobedience, all of my transgression, forgive us tonight, Lord, have mercy on the God, and cleanse us, from all unrighteousness, wash us tonight, make the water the snow, purify us tonight, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us with your words, right, have your way in our lives, save, Lord. Save us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal tonight, Lord. Oh, God, don't let unforgiveness cause sickness to be in our body. Don't let unforgiveness, oh, God, cause sickness to linger in our bodies. Oh, God, when you forgive us, you'll make us whole. You will cleanse us, oh, God, from every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be in unity. Help us to be with one accord. Help us, God. Help our spirit to be in harmony with your word. Cause us, oh, God, to line up with your word. Bring this body into subjection with your word. In the name of Jesus. So much so we can command sickness to leave. We can command sickness to flee. In the name of Jesus. Our body belongs to you tonight, Lord. You made us and you know all about us. Oh, God, you know when we're right. You know when we're wrong. You know our ups and our downs. You know our downs. Sin in God. You know everything about us, God. There is nothing that catches you by surprise. There is nothing that you're not aware of. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, take our bitterness tonight. Somebody got bitterness in their heart. But take our bitterness tonight. We choose to be better and not bitter. We choose to be better and not bitter tonight. Make us better tonight, God. Make us better tonight, Lord. Move the the bitterness tonight. Move the bitterness tonight, God, and make us better, Jesus. Work on us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, work on us, God. Make us and mold us what you have us to be. As the potter does the clay, we're in your hands, God. You can shape us. You can make us. You can mold us. You can bend us. You can break us, God. Whatever you do, just make us better, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We just want to be right. Jesus. We want to be right. We want to be right in your sight. Oh, God, when you hear me singing my song, I just want to be right. When you see me, oh, God, praying my prayer, I just want to be right. Make us right tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Have your perfect way in our life. You get the glory out of our life tonight. Even on this line, you be glorified tonight. You be pleased, God, with us. Oh, God, the words have gone out tonight. The people have heard your word. Help them to take heed tonight. You said your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which you will send. God, you sent your word tonight, and your word has went where it needed to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us all. Help us all tonight, Lord. We all stand in need of prayer. We're all standing in need of your help tonight. Oh, God, forgive us of our sins and our iniquities. Oh, God, blot out our transgressions. Oh, God, don't let the sun go down on our wrath tonight. Don't let us go lie down tonight. Don't let us go to sleep with hatred in our heart. Don't let us go to sleep tonight with bitterness in our heart. But before we lay down and go to sleep tonight, help us to get it right. Help us, oh, God, to forgive those that we have mistreated. Help us to forgive those, oh, God, that mistreated us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't want to die in our sins. We don't want to die with unforgiveness in our heart. Oh, God, but we want to be right. Oh, God, you said whatever is holy, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. You said, oh, God, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. When you come, God, when you call our name, there is not going to be any time for us to change. Oh, God, whatever state that you find us in, oh, my God, my God, whatever state that you find us in when you call our name, that's Jesus. The state that we're going to be named in. Help us, God. Don't let the sun go down on our wrath. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to get it right tonight. Before we lay down and close our eyes to go to sleep, help us to get it right with you and with one another. Mm-hmm. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, you said if we think our brother have aught against us, go to him in the spirit of meekness and be reconciled to him, God, to thy brother. Leave thy gifts at the altar and be reconciled to thy brethren. Oh, God, help us to get it right tonight. In the name of Jesus, you're dealing with your people about unforgiveness. You're dealing with your people tonight about unforgiveness and to get it right. We repent tonight. God, we repent. We get all anger. We get all wrath out of our heart tonight. Take out hatred tonight. Take out wrath. Take out, oh, God, take it out tonight. Whatever it is that's not like you, take it out tonight. And cause us to love one another for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Father God, for the great things that you have done. We thank you how you blessed us tonight. We thank you how you had your way. Oh, God, this program was according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are in control. You have the master plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, we submit to your will, Lord. Oh, God, we submit to your will. Whatever you choose to do, it's all right with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere. Oh, God, bless every listener on the line. Bless our radio listeners, God. Those Blog Talk Radio listeners, bless them. Let the word of God penetrate their heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on our listeners that's calling in from other countries tonight. We pray, oh, God, that they have found and gained something and heard something through the word of God that will help them on their way. To set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for those that have called in by way of telephone tonight. Set them free tonight, God. Liberate your people. Loose the shackles. Loose the mind. Oh, God, the things that come to bond, the things that come to hold us fast and hold us down. In the name of Jesus, loose it and send on liberty tonight. Oh, God, we know you got the power. We kind of done already. We hang to claim victory tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
We give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name we count it to her. Amen to you, Lord. Back
thank
into
you.
Your hands, woman of God.
Praise the
Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank everyone for coming out to visit us tonight. And if you want to get a copy of tonight's message, tonight's program, you can text area code 912-257-3918 for Blog Talk Radio, Facebook. The number to text is 678-608-7234. And we thank you so much for everyone that came out to participate tonight. Those that wanted to and didn't come for, we even thank you for that. Maybe you'll come forth next time. But we thank you all for dialing. Thank you all for connecting to us via Blog Talk, Facebook. Come back. See you again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. at the PNN Network Global, 9 p.m. until tomorrow night. We'll see you again at 9 p.m. Good night. We love you.
Amen. Good night. God bless you. Blessings to all.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.